again by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 25th of August, 2007. It's the birthday of Leonard Bernstein, born in Lawrence, Massachusetts, 1918, a serious composer, a Broadway composer, and a major conductor. He was going to become a pianist, but he got interested in composing at Harvard, but he still played piano in nightclubs, conducted a Sunday afternoon concert of the New York Philharmonic when he was just 25 years old. He wrote On the Town, Wonderful Town, Candide, and West Side Story all in about 13 years. Bernstein said, to achieve great things, two things are needed, a plan and not quite enough time. It's the birthday of the novelist Martin Amis, born Oxford, England, 1949, author of the novel Money, about a man named John Self, who directs TV commercials, wants to make a Hollywood film, winds up collaborating on the screenplay with a mysterious writer named Martin Amis, who seems to know everything about Self's life. And this year, a novel, House of Meetings, about a love triangle between two brothers and a Jewish girl in Stalinist Russia. It's the birthday of Frederick Forsyth, born in Kent, England, 1938. His first novel, The Day of the Jackal, he wrote many thrillers after that. And it was on this day in 1944 Paris was liberated from 4 years of Nazi rule. After the Allied invasion of Normandy, as the Allies moved across France, General Eisenhower decided to go around Paris. He didn't want to get bogged down there. But the Nazis ordered a 9 p.m. curfew, and the curfew set off large-scale resistance, fighting in the streets. Hitler ordered that the city be destroyed, but the German commander refused, and General de Gaulle persuaded the Allies to change their plans and take the city. A division of French troops entered the city first, took the city on this day in 1944. Met by a crowd of young women yelling, screaming, waving, tossing flowers, climbing up the sides of trucks and kissing the soldiers. Here's a poem for today by Robert Frost, A Considerable Speck, Microscopic. A speck that would have been beneath my sight on any but a paper sheet so white, set off across what I had written there. And I had idly poised my pen in air to stop it with a period of ink, when something strange about it made me think. This was no dust speck by my breathing blown, but unmistakably a living mite with inclinations it could call its own. It paused as with suspicion of my pen, and then came racing wildly on again to where my manuscript was not yet dry. Then paused again, and either drank or smelt with loathing, for again it turned to fly, plainly with an intelligence I doubt. It seemed too tiny to have room for feet, yet must have had a set of them complete to express how much it didn't want to die. It ran with terror, and with cunning crept. It faltered, I could see it hesitate. Then, in the middle of the open sheet, cower down in desperation to accept whatever I accorded it of fate. I have none of the tenderer-than-thou collectivistic regimenting love with which the modern world is being swept, but this poor microscopic item now. Since it was nothing I knew evil of, I let it lie there till I hope it slept. I have a mind myself, and recognize mind when I meet with it in any guise. No one can know how glad I am to find on any sheet the least display of mind. A Considerable Speck, a poem by Robert Frost, from The Poetry of Robert Frost, published by Henry Holt and Company, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryoutloud.org for more information. engineered by Leszek Wojcik. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.